This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Go away, Simba. You've caused the death of the king. Go away and never return. Scar's words hit Simba hard enough. In the early days, while he was an apprentice, dreaming of becoming king one day. Hard enough to literally scar his confidence and evoke the feeling of extreme guilt. A deep negative impact early on in his career. A difficult decision was communicated to him. Not well enough though. Communicating difficult decisions with grace. An important skill for leaders, managers, or even entrepreneurs dealing with team members and clients. While difficult choices must be made and difficult decisions must be communicated with clarity, can communication be more respectful and words and gestures more graceful? Hello and welcome to Voice of Achievers with me, Yashika. We talk crucial conversations and communicating difficult decisions effectively in this short episode today. So, you've decided. The decision was hard, but perhaps the best amidst the circumstances. It's time for a client breakup, or maybe time for layoffs, or downsizing, or simply cancelling a big project. According to a new Accountemps survey, 33% of people managers believe poor communication is at the center of most employee morale problems, leaving disengaged team members and poor relationships. An additional 38% of HR managers reported that effective communication is indeed the best to counter low employee morale, even if that means conveying difficult choices by the management in a more effective and positive manner. Now, you don't want to break bridges, hold grudges, or leave scars. Yet, you must convey what's important and what must be known. Once the final decision is made, upon weighing all sides, read, the market is down. There are more people than we can manage. We either look at salary cuts for the interim or attrition. You've arrived at the action plan. Let the emotions now blend into the facts, such that you create a fine leadership act. Starting with the heart, the Midas touch in the conversational art. A good way to begin. Is it good for myself, for others, for the relationship? Can we try our best to keep up with the relationship and only pick the situational route? Let's state and lay out a plan. No beating about the bush. Clear communication conveyed respectfully. The tone always making the difference. Polite, respectful, yet firm and factful. A pause. A moment to digest. Some time to fathom. Well, you've got to be tactful. Space for conversation and dialogue. Cementing the relationship and creating a safe space. After all, you'd like to convey difficult decisions with grace. It can be difficult to tell your teammates or clients about a tough decision that would impact them negatively. Yet, there are ways and means to ensure the situation is handled effectively. A bit of empathy, room for conversation and hearing them out, or just pulling the plug on a good note. acknowledging the impact of the decision and closing the conversation with the intent to support. May you find your ways and means to deliver difficult decisions with least negative impact, communicating with grace and keeping the respect quotient intact. May the other side of the table never feel or go through what Simba did. Until next time, keep learning and keep listening. Voice of Achievers on EP Log Media and on all your favorite podcast channels.